Weather conditions across the Midwest are likely to improve as we get into the latter part of this week, the weekend, and next week, with warmer temperatures becoming common across the region, ending this prolonged period of bitter cold conditions. Over the weekend, of course, temperatures were still nasty cold across a big part of the region. Many highs were only in the single digits and teens, and there were some 20-degree temperatures in a few locations. We also saw some additional snowfall across portions of the region. All of this translated into a rather uncomfortable weekend for many areas, but there were some warmer temperatures noted across parts of the region yesterday afternoon, with some teens and 20s becoming more common after the very cold start to the weekend. The lowest temperatures that occurred over the past few mornings were certainly below zero across the northern parts of the Midwest, and we saw temperatures dropping below zero as far south as some interior northern portions of Indiana, northern Ohio locations. And this morning, we've got temperatures that are below zero even further south than that in some locations. We do have sub-zero readings in northern Missouri and central Illinois, and near-zero readings in southern Ohio as well as interior southern portions of Indiana. Temperatures in the negative teens and negative 20s still in portions of the upper Midwest and northern plains, so we are still very much deeply in the grasp of a bitter cold air mass. As we go through the rest of the day today and tomorrow, we'll likely see this cold still hanging on, but a break in the pattern is coming, and we may expect to see maybe a warmer bias to temperatures for a while that might last a week, maybe as much as 10 days. We'll keep an eye on that. This will occur as we get into the latter part of this week. The temperatures tomorrow morning, though, will be still bitterly cold, with sub-zero readings down into northeastern Kansas, northern Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and portions of Ohio, with negative teens and negative 20s expected again tomorrow morning in the upper portions of the Midwest. But that may just be the last of the really bitter cold days. We'll expect to see some other sub-zero readings, but mostly up near the Canada border. As we move from Wednesday into Friday of this week, there is a chance that some of that cold might reach down deeper into Minnesota or Wisconsin, but it will not reach into the lower Midwest. We'll expect the low temperatures in the lower Midwest to perhaps dip down into some single digits and teens as we finish out this work week, but that will be as cold as it gets. And then, like I said, as we move forward into the weekend and next week, there's a very good chance we'll see temperatures trending warmer than normal across at least a portion of the Midwest. Precipitation this week is also going to take a little bit of a break. No more major storm systems are expected across the region for a while. We did pick up on some additional snow over the weekend, but that will be the end of it. I think there will be a weak frontal system that will pass through northern portions of the Midwest here during midweek that will produce a little light snowfall. But the next significant storm system will be focused on the southeastern corner of the country, where ice and snow will be common coming out of Georgia into the Carolinas and parts of Virginia. That will occur over the next 2 to 3 days. But that storm system will take us route to our south, and most of the Midwest will be free and clear of that storm system. The next opportunity for precipitation of significance across the Midwest will probably come in a succession of small disturbances that will march from northwest to southeast across the region as we move through the weekend and into next week. But the temperatures will be warmer during that period of time as well, and we'll likely see both rain and snow occurring across the Midwest during those periods of time. Down in South America, Brazil's weather will continue mostly unchanged. There will be an increase in precipitation in portions of the south and far west, and that will likely translate into some better crop conditions in parts of Rio Grande do Sul, portions of Paraguay, Paraná, and portions of Mato Grosso do Sul. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.